I know one thing for sure, whenever you indeed arrive at the hospice and there's a fundraiser or an initiative going on, it's never too difficult to get the boxing fraternity to assist and to help. And my goodness me, they've surpassed themselves today. The main man is here, Paddy Barnes. Paddy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This is a fantastic facility, isn't it?
Yeah, it's first class. They've actually two in North Belfast. The one on Leeds Road is first class as well.
Yes, where the children are looked after on a regular basis. The people who are involved in sport, Paddy, they do give their time. I know you've done it. I know Mick Conlon's been doing it. Indeed, Carl bumped into all of you whenever there's fundraising for the hospice, which would be ongoing. And it's important that people who are blessed with the health that you have, the health that I have, that we give some thought and consideration to projects like this.
100%, especially sports people, because they're always in the media. So it's great for people who are in the media to highlight, problems that people might have, and the great work what the hospice actually does. So I think it's good for us to, on that platform, to have to highlight how good the hospice really is for people less fortunate than us and people for the communities that the hospice helps.
You say you're in the media. By jeepers, you're in the media at the moment. Every time I look at a paper, there's Paddy Barnes, controversial Paddy Barnes. Did that annoy you over the last number of days?
To be honest, not really, because it is lies. Sunday World or just tell lies every weekend, so it doesn't really bother me.
I see his tongue very firmly in his cheek, as in, I'm sure if there's someone here from the Sunday World, they would say, we've never told a lie in their life, and I'm quite sure that the editor of the Sunday World could stand over the fact that they've never told a
I
lie
doubt that, Frank.
in their life. But Paddy, I have to keep in mind that the Sunday World is a highly respected Sunday newspaper, but you're not happy with the idea that people have suggested that you've signed for the wrong stable.
I was saying for 100% the right stable, but I'm happy with people saying that I'm honouring the gangsters, saying that they're okay, and that I'm one of them. Or I'm led to believe, and I think people led to believe in the articles that I'm one of them. But I have nothing to do with criminality, and I don't support criminality either. So, that's what it is.
And you've made it very clear that people who you're now associated with aren't linked to criminality either. And that's important as you go ahead, because it's about your boxing and it's about your future. And yes, it is about making money, because you're now a professional. So what is the focus for Paddy Barnes?
Well, the focus now is, I'm back in full-time training. Hopefully I have a fight here soon in Belfast. So my professional debut in Belfast, which will be a dream for me. So I'm looking forward to an announcement probably this week of the actual date in Belfast and where it is.
And what will this be like? Are we expecting you to be fighting Waterfront Hall, SSE Arena, up at St John's in the White Rock? Where are you going to be fighting?
But there's a talk of a few shows, and I think probably there's a show in the Titanic Exhibition Centre at the Luxor, so hopefully I can get on that show, because it's going to be a big, massive show with Jimmy Conlon headlining it.
Yeah, because I heard one of the Conlon lads say on the TV that you are going to be on the undercard. Is it of Mick's first fight that you're going to be, that you should be on the undercard? Because it would work in America, where they said he's small, he's Irish, and he's ginger. Did you not feel like hitting him when he said
No,
that?
well, he got two things right. I'm small, I'm Irish, but I've brown hair. But, Michael Conlon's making his debut in New York on St. Patrick's Day. And I've spoke to Top Rank themselves, and they're keen to have me on that too. So fingers crossed, and it comes off.
It's an exciting time for both of you. I heard Michael suggesting that his long-term plan, didn't even say long-term, his plan is to fight Carl Frampton. Carl diplomatically said, listen, I'm a two-weight world champion. Mick's someone who's just coming out of the amateur ranks. He was very diplomatic in the put-down by saying, this won't be happening. Do you think it'll happen?
Probably not. Mick Collins, unbelievable boxer, super bantamweight and flyweight, hard weight. Mick can be fast tracked, but by the time he is fast tracked, Carl Frampton could be retired and he might be boxing anymore. But I can't really see that fight happening. No.
You don't really have time on your side, Paddy.
See, that's the thing. People in Spain, okay, in 29, people think it's too late, but because the world sees the boxing, if I had been turned professional at 26, I'd probably still be fighting the same now as an opponent that I'm going to right now, because there's no need for me to build a record up of journeymen. I can go straight into the deep end, and that's what I plan on doing.
And you believe you are box office?
I don't believe him, I know him. It's different, sir.
And you'll be pulling in the crowds.
Well, I hope so. You know, hopefully the media get behind me and don't tell lies, as I said before. And, you know, I can draw big crowds.
But the media love you. You know, the media and the punters love you. And, of course, they want you to make the right decisions as you go towards the next step of your career. And, yes, there's been a question mark over some people involved in boxing in the recent times. And it's not something that I want to discuss to any great extent on this radio programme. But you have to be careful with every step that you take.
Oh, 100%. You know, I feel not only did I make the right decision, but it was only decision because, realistically, they're the only ones who wanted me. And, you know, if I didn't sign professional, you know, it was all funding with the sports hospital. So, you know, I have no qualification because of boxing. So, realistically, I'd be on the dole. And, you know, I have a young family to look after. So, you know, I need to be selfish and ruthless and, you know, sign the contract and, you know, sign with Matthew Macklin. And I'm going to do better for my family and myself.
How much money do you think you can make?
I don't really know. You know, it's hopefully, if I get half as much as you, I'll be all right.
Paddy, you're never stuck for an answer. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Listen, we do want to wish you the very, very best. You've been a fantastic ambassador for this part of the world, as Michael has, and indeed as Carl very obviously is. Boxing, it's on a high at this moment, and very much down to Conlon Barnes and Frampton for doing it. Rory won $10 million last night. Maybe you should have gone to the golf.
Maybe I should have gone to golf. I played a charity match actually for Oscar Knox recently, and I got on a par three, I got a hole in 10. So, you know, I'm not far behind Rory himself.
You're flying. Listen, thanks for supporting the hospice. You're always generous with your time on it. Some of the staff were saying Paddy is generous with his time, and there's no question or doubt about it. Listen, thanks, Paddy, for dropping by. Thank you. Don't be put off by the press coverage. Keep the fists flying, make the money, and have the fun, all right?
Keep her lit
is right. Paddy Barnes getting loads of support here at the NI Hospice.